for you.
I think you're right. I think as well, when you work in isolation, you're insulated. When you get out there and you're working with other people, it's almost like there's a benefit for everybody involved, and it makes such a big difference, Willie. I mean, if you were, starting out now, what advice would you give to someone who is, in the same boat? If they're just starting out at the same time as you, what advice would you give to them?
I would advise them, first of all, to not try to figure everything out on their own, because what happens is a lot of times that they newbies tend to think that they don't have a lot of money to invest in training and things like that, and so they say, "Well, I'll just watch what the successful people are doing and I'll copy what they're doing." The thing is, they don't see everything that the successful people are doing, and so they're guessing and they're missing pieces of the puzzle. And even when they hire someone to train them, the person who teaches them often isn't aware of all the things they're doing. They have little nuances that make a difference, and they don't recognize those things. So, but I would advise them to get a coach, and also once they decide that they're going to perhaps create their own products and things like that, then I would advise them to outsource as many tasks as they can. They may not feel like they can afford that either, but it makes life so much easier, and it allows them to scale, to grow so much faster. When you're doing everything by yourself, it's very challenging. And I also, you touched upon this, people creating huge products and spending months, years doing it, and then rolling them out. And the mistake I see a lot of people making, people that I've mentored and coached, is they don't survey the market first to confirm the market wants the product. My friend Marlon Sanders, who's I think started on the internet in 1994, he teaches you come up with an idea, a product idea, and you survey your audience and ask them, if they want that, or you ask them. He does a 12-question survey where he'll say, "Well, what do you want me to cover next?" And he'll give them, 10 choices or whatever, and then they tell him what they want, and then he will create a small version of the product. And he typically he advises just doing an audio, and you test market that, see if the market actually buys it. If they don't buy it, then you go to something else. But you don't sit down and create a 20 module course with all these things, all these parts and pieces, not knowing that the market really will wants it and will buy it. So it's letting your customers tell you what they want. And I see a lot of beginners making the mistake of not doing that, and then they fall in love with their product, the idea of their product, and so they keep trying to sell it to people who don't want it, and that doesn't work.
It's true, isn't it? And it's really interesting that you stopped on that point in particular, because I think a lot of people do start to chase down a rabbit hole, and as you say, they get so enamored by their own product that they want to try and turn it into this product that people are going to buy, and it then becomes a frustration, which is people aren't buying this, so therefore, I'm not going to do anything else, because they've kind of convinced themselves that trying to sell things online doesn't work. So it's almost like that self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. You mentioned Marlon Sanders' name just a second ago, and I guess he's one of your mentors.
He's a close friend, and he's I wouldn't call him a mentor. My first mentor was Jim Daniels, who he started in 1996, 1995, and the first information product I purchased was a book he wrote on how to start a business online. He took his income tax refund check, purchased a used computer, and started his business back in 96 too, I think, maybe 95. And he was a person I modeled, and I read his materials, and I copied what he did. And so I would call him my first mentor, and we talked yesterday, actually, so we're very close. But I've had numerous mentors, though, some who were formal mentors and some who were just people who gave advice. We actually exchanged advice. People like Rich Sheffrin, if you know who he is. We talked back and forth a lot in the early days, and he was trying to figure out what his expertise was and what he wanted to be when he grew up. And he finally figured out, you know, coaching and mentoring and steering business owners in the right direction. He does a marvelous job of that still today. But so I've had lots of mentors over the years, a lot of them who wouldn't say, we didn't have a formal relationship, but they were teaching me, and I was teaching them some things too.
I mean, that's great. I mean, I remember first discovering you, Willie, on the Warrior Forum back in the day,
yes.
Where, you know, you soon got a very, very strong reputation as being, you know, one of the most genuine people on there. And as I say, you know, one of the most respected figures on there. That's why I was really excited about talking with you today, so we could, you know, get some insight from you. I mean, what's next for you, Willie? You've done so much. And as you say, you want to take, you know, a slight step back. But I can imagine you're the kind of person that might take a step back, but then will continue doing what you do because you love it so much.
I will probably continue teaching, even though I probably won't do that much one-on-one coaching, except I'll do consulting with business owners, brick-and-mortar business owners. But I'm a trained platform speaker, so I went through John Chilter's training, and I know how to give a presentation on stage and manipulate the audience or get control them psychologically and all those things. I know NLP, but I don't use that when I'm giving presentations most of the time. But I enjoyed speaking. I've probably spoken at like 40 or 50 seminars in the U.S., the U.K., Singapore, Malaysia, all over. And so I can see myself doing that as I do more travel anyway. But so consulting and renting my websites out.
I was going to say, which is a great income stream as well, I guess.
It is. You can the domainers who go out and they purchase domains and they hold on to them as an investment, or they sell them. If you buy the right ones, you can get them for as little as like $10, and a day or two later sell them for a couple hundred dollars. I mean, it's that easy if you know what you're doing. It's better to have an income stream by building them out, getting them ranked in the search engines, and then renting them out to business owners who every business needs more customers. They need more leads, more people coming through their doors, whether it's online or offline. And so all I'm doing is figuring out where their customers are, who their customers are, and then building a website that gets their attention, and then turning around and saying, I have your customer's attention, why don't you rent this website for me? And if I go into a niche say lawyers, and I have a website that targets a need for a specific type of lawyer in a specific city, then I approach someone and rent them my website, and if they ever decide that I want to rent it from me, I just turn around and rent it to one of their competitors. They know I will do that. So, you know, so whether you're a dentist or a chiropractor or a contractor or whatever, if you don't continue renting my site, then I just find your competitor or someone else in the same city and I rent it to them. So it's once you get the site rented or get it ranked in the search engines, it's fairly dependable. You know, it'll continue for years and years, probably decades.
Love that model. It's a great model. Willie, which do you enjoy the most, creating a product or speaking on stage these days?
Speaking on stage.
Why is that? Is it because of the interaction with the audience?
It is, and I guess it's, you know, they often say that people fear public speaking more than even death, and yet I'm so accustomed to speaking in front of audiences. In the military, I was forced to get on stage and even have politicians and generals in the audience. And my job was to explain portions of the mission, you know, the flight we were doing and things like that. And so I grew very accustomed to just standing up in front of people and explaining things and teaching people. And so it's something that, I enjoy teaching in the first place. I'm a martial artist, and for a while I taught karate to students, and so I got 40 years experience in the martial arts. So I enjoyed, you know, teaching there too. And what I discovered is, when you teach anything, you have to that forces you to really learn your topic too. But I just enjoy speaking. You have the podium power, they call it. You know, you're in front of the room and everyone's focused on you and they have to listen to you.
That's true. I mean, you know, and I guess the great thing with the live speaking is, as I say, that interaction, the fact that, you know, you can look out and you get an instant reaction from the audience, as opposed to when you create a product or do something, you know, online, where you're just creating it and sending it out later. So it must be nice to have that human interaction as well, because, you know, this can be a lonely game otherwise, can't it?
It can be. I do a lot of webinars, and I also do a lot of Facebook Lives lately. And, you know, you get the interaction there because I can bring other people on camera, but I can, at a minimum, you have them chatting with me in the chat window over Facebook or YouTube or several other platforms. And so you get the interaction there, and it's a very powerful way of marketing too, because people feel like they are interacting with you. You know, it's not like you're standoffish, you're the teacher and the guru, or that, you know, you know more than they do, or feel like you are better than they are. They get to interact with you and feel like, you know, you have to actually communicate with them. And it's not just one-way communication, it's two-way communication.
It's not like back in the day, is it, where you would send out a DVD and people would watch that DVD at home, but that was very much a one-way conversation. As you say, these days with YouTube and with Facebook Live, you know, you do have that two-way communication. But still, you know, those people are welcoming you into their homes as well and into their lives. So it does create that human bond, which is great. And also, I would say, necessary for what we're trying to do in our businesses.
It is. People need to feel that they know you and that you care for them. And that they, you know, when they can see you and they can read your body language, they get a feel for who you really are. And even in, like, email marketing, I was trained that you write, when you're writing, you pretend that your avatar or your typical customer is sitting right across the table from you, and you're writing to not a list of people, you're writing to one person. So, you know, when I get emails that say "you guys" instead of "you," I say this person doesn't know what they're doing, because they need to make the person that is reading the email feel they're talking specifically to them and not to, you know, a group of people. So they don't get it. So it's really human to human interaction.
Absolutely. And as the old saying goes, people buy from people, they don't buy from businesses. So, you know, you have to have that personality and that connection, as you say. I mean, Willie, how can we find out more about you? If our listeners and our readers want to find out more about you, how do they do that?
They can visit my website at williecrawford.org. It's williecrawford.org. Or I'm very visible on social media. So if they just go to Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and just type in my name, I use the same photo everywhere. So once they learn what my face looks like, they would find me. But on Facebook, which is where I'm most active, they would just go to facebook.com/WillieCrawford1. Willie Crawford, number one. I guess there's another Willie Crawford who beat me to just the plain Willie Crawford.
And that's Willie Crawford. That's W-I-L-L-I-E, isn't it?
Yes. Great. Yes.
Perfect. Willie, it's been a real pleasure chatting with you today. I really do appreciate you taking the time to do this. And I wish you all the success with what you're about to achieve. And of course, you know, kudos to you for everything that you have achieved so far online. It's great to hear your story.
Thank you. Thank you very much.